This recording, France 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and watched her face in her urine. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Only Sarah had managed to bathe the goose. She whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side, right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicines. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I live in Paris. I have 22 years old. I have a brother, he's 19, he's really, really awful, but very happy to be there, far from here. I go back in Paris in 2 days, so I'm very happy. What struck me when I came in the United States is the space. There is so much space, like only a parking space is so huge, like compared to the French one, it's amazing. Even the sky is so big, like compared to France, the cities, the house, everything seems to be possible here. Like you can put your house somewhere and just constructed, and then it's okay and everybody's happy, nobody comes to disturb you, like, "Why, what are you doing?" Everybody's so available. I know that in France, for example, if you want an information, a piece of information, and you call to an office around 12, like 12 noon, there is nobody. Or if you find someone, you will like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Robert is not here, he can't help you, we have to come back tomorrow," or to call between stupid hours, like between 10:50 in the morning and 11, and then 2 and 3 in the afternoon. Or it's very bureaucratic. So here I was very surprised. If you need something, like they give you the paper, you have no so much paper to sign, and there is no contract, and everything is based like more on trust relations. So that's very, very nice.